Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yeah, and we're back already into the second hour here on the Alex Jones Show. Thank you for joining us today. It's always an honor to be able to reach you with this kind of groundbreaking, revolutionary information. We just heard from a revolutionary health practitioner, Dr. Peter DeVette. Hope you enjoyed that interview. We got into energy medicine, you know, the mental part, the mental aspects and spiritual aspects of healing. It was very powerful. And if you missed that, check it out. Check out the archives on prisonplanet.com. We got a ton of news to go through here. But first, I want to show you something really kind of sickening. Can you get an overhead shot on this again, too? I have an ad here from the 1950s, and it's an ad of 7-Up for infants. Now, if you're just listening on the radio, obviously you can't see it, but the ad has it shows an infant drinking a bottle of 7-Up right here, and it's a baby in a baby crib, actually. There's the baby crib behind it with a little teddy bear, and it says, "You like it, it likes you, the all-family drink." And the text goes like this. "Really got a grip on that 7-Up, haven't you, big boy? Go right ahead, fresh up to your heart's content. Mom knows sparkling, crystal clear 7-Up is so pure, so good, so wholesome that folks of all ages, even little guys like you, can enjoy it often." And then it has a case of 7-Up called a family pack right here on the ad. And if you think I'm making this up, check it out on prisonplanet.tv. Yeah, this is what they used to do, folks. They used to actually market sodas to babies and get them hooked on it. There, I remember seeing actually baby bottle, the infant formula feeding bottles labeled with things like 7-Up and Mountain Dew and other things like that. And remember, this is crazy. Remember that segment from, what was it, last week? The Mountain Dew mouse, where Mountain Dew, PepsiCo was being sued. A guy said he found a mouse in a can of Mountain Dew, and Pepsi's lawyers argued that, no, that would be impossible, because Mountain Dew would have dissolved the mouse into a jelly-like substance. Yeah, what a great defense. And that's the stuff they were promoting, pushing on to children. Pretty sick, actually. But, you know, it's interesting that back then the sodas actually were made with cane sugar and not the high fructose corn syrup, which is much worse. So they actually were a little better back then. I should say a little less bad for you, but they've always had phosphoric acid in them. Let's get on to some news here. We just mentioned this in the last segment. An art contest for school children sponsored by Health Canada. Who can draw the best picture of vaccines keeping away all the evil little germs and bugs and viruses? And so they're pushing a Gardasil onto sixth graders and giving them little rewards for drawing these pictures. Ha! Keep diseases away! Get immunized! All right, here's an article from Anthony Gucciardi from NaturalSociety.com. He's also a contributing writer to InfoWars as well as Natural News. Busted Monsanto abusing illegal workers in slave-like conditions. This happened in Argentina. And this whole farm got busted where Monsanto, according to Natural Society, was, quote, forcing slave workers to work the cornfields for 14 hours a day and buy their food at highly inflated prices from the company store. Yeah, what goes hand in hand with GMOs? A little slave labor. Why not? It's all different forms of enslavement, right? Nutritional enslavement. It was even reported by Natural Society that the workers were prevented from leaving the farm premises, and if they did, their salaries would be withheld. Oh, yeah, I got to keep cranking out all that factory agriculture, factory textiles, and GMOs. Got to poison the world. That's what they think. And anyone who isn't on board gets punished for it, and they have their wages docked. That's how evil that whole system is. Anyway, we got a lot more ahead for you here, including mandatory vaccine trials being pushed by the AMA, more on SOPA, more on Ron Paul, all of that coming up right here on the Alex Jones Show. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
Hey. Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, it will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
After work, I just want to plop down on the couch and watch TV alone. Come on, don't be like that. Who are you?
I'm you, 20 years ago, when you were full of energy, better shape, great attitude, and you didn't do so bad with the ladies. Now that you're older, your testosterone levels are dropping and, well, you're not the guy you used to be.
I'd give anything to feel like you again.
Just try Ageless Male. It's a natural supplement, proven in a clinical trial to boost testosterone 61%. And within normal healthy ranges, it's not an injection, not a prescription, and with healthy testosterone levels, you can feel the energy again. Not to mention a better mood and more drive in your romantic life.
More drive, huh? I really need to try Ageless Male. Where's my phone?
You're laying on it. Oops.
Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, welcome back, folks. It's Mike Adams filling in today for Alex Jones. You are listening to the Alex Jones InfoWars Worldwide Broadcast. That's bringing you all the information you won't get anywhere else. Yeah, especially not in the mainstream media. Today we're going to be interviewing, coming up, Tisha Casida. She's running for Congress in Colorado, and she's a big advocate of food freedom, food rights. And in fact, she has spoken out against the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act, of course, which strips away our Bill of Rights and due process. And so she'll be joining us in a few minutes. In the meantime, I want to cover some of these other important stories. Vaccine trials now being made mandatory, or I should say the AMA Journal wants them to be made mandatory. There was a piece published in the American Medical Association's journal, and it said we should have compulsory involvement in vaccine studies. In fact, Paul Joseph Watson covered this issue in a story on InfoWars.com. Compulsory involvement for the, quote, greater good of society. Oh, wait a minute. Let me get this straight. So you want to inject me and my children and my neighbors with experimental vaccines laced with chemical adjuvants and mercury in some cases to see if they'll work? And this is my volunteer for society? Really? These people are pretty insane. Need I remind you of the history of government-sponsored big pharma medical experiments on Americans? Tuskegee? Need I remind you of the Guatemalan prisoner experiments that were funded by the U.S. government and conducted by scientists at the NIH? Need I remind you of Big Pharma's medical experimentation on other continents all around the world and how even the U.S. government has sprayed some cities in the United States with biowarfare agents just to see what would happen? Now they want to turn us all into guinea pigs so that they can approve more vaccines as being safe. And you know, the funny part about this story is that they say they need to do this because fewer and fewer people are agreeing to be used as guinea pigs. Well, gee, I wonder why. Maybe because they're dying. You know, maybe because they don't want to be a victim of a big pharma vaccine trial, and they're saying no. So the government wants to come along and draft you like you're a soldier going off to war. You're supposed to just roll up your sleeve and take a shot for the good of society. Be patriotic. Get yourself a vaccine shot, even a vaccine that's not approved yet. Be a human guinea pig for big pharma and the depopulation agenda and the infertility agenda that they pursue. Yeah, I could get more into that, but we do have Tisha Casita on the line with us now. And in introducing her, I just want you to know, well, I'll ask her for a website when she's on here. Here it is, Casita2012.com, and Casita is spelled C-A-S-I-D-A, just like it sounds, Casita2012.com. And I do not even know if she's running as a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian. I don't even know. I don't want to know. I don't care. What I care about is her position. And on her positions, she seems rock solid in the camp of liberty. So forget about the labels, folks, and welcome Tisha Casita to the Alex Jones Show. Tisha, can you hear me? Are you on the line?
I can, Mike. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you for joining us. It's great to have you on. So what's on your mind these days?
Well, I'm very concerned about the intrusion of the federal government on the American people's liberties. And I first got interested in this subject partially because of the health factor. I'm a health nut. I do the organic thing. Very, very worried about these vaccinations that you're talking about and other insane things that they're putting into our food supply. And I'm worried, I'm concerned, and I want to stand up and do something great for my country.
So you're running for Congress. Good for you. What district are you in there in Colorado?
It's District 3, which is a portion of the southern part of the state and most of the western slope.
Ah, okay. So is Durango in that area?
Yep, Durango. We go all the way south to the border with New Mexico, west to the border with Utah, and all the way up around the Steamboat Springs area, which is the northern border with Wyoming.
Okay, great. So, wow, that's a big district.
It's huge. It's the size of Louisiana.
Yeah, wow. There's a lot of great land out there and a lot of great folks out there. So are you up against a status quo person or an incumbent, or what's the situation?
Yeah, it's a Republican incumbent, and he was just elected in 2010. He, in the Republican primary, won against the Liberty candidate, which ran Republican, Bob McConnell. Bob McConnell is one of my friend's mentors and has endorsed our campaign because what he sees coming down the pipe. He was a constitutionalist like myself. Unfortunately, the status quo establishment person got in there, and he's not getting back in 2012, I can guarantee it.
Wow. Colorado is a place where I hear a lot of people saying they're trying to get to in 2012 or beyond. You know, Colorado attracts a lot of people who want to be self-reliant, who want to be left alone, who want to live close to nature. There's a lot of great land out there. So, you must have a lot of great supporters out there.
We do. We have a great opportunity this year, but it is kind of the mentality of people who come here. And it's transcending the left-right paradigm. It doesn't matter if people lean left and call it sustainability or people lean right and call it self-reliance. People who live in my district and generally people who live in Colorado are more apt to be engaging in these types of things that make us more resilient as Americans. It's something that I've promoted and tried to speak to for a long time. And I think you do as well.
Yeah, I do. And so does Alex here every single day, almost every day except Saturdays. But what really attracted me to your position and is what motivated me to ask you on the show today is you were speaking out against NDAA. And, you know, a lot of people are afraid to speak out against it. You're not. You have the courage to do that. Can you tell us your position on the National Defense Authorization Act?
Well, it's a complete atrocity to the American people that we have representatives that could even be discussing what they have discussed on the floor of our Congress. I'm appalled at most of our representatives in both chambers. I think that the verbiage is very loose, and I think it allows for a lot of interpretation. If my neighbor doesn't like me and he calls the Department of Homeland Security to tell him that I'm engaging in suspicious activity, I could be taken away without any due process and indefinitely detained. I'm an American. I am not the enemy. I am standing up and speaking out against a government that's doing some very scary things to our own people as well as to people around the world. And I will not live in tyranny, as one of my friends and mentors says, and I've adopted this for my own. Michael Badnarik has said this: you can kill me, but you can't scare me. And I refuse to be scared. I refuse to have fear, because fear is something that is in the future. It's not in the present. And those fear tactics, we have to stop listening to them if we're going to live in freedom.
Well, you sound like a Ron Paul supporter. Is that a confirmed?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
10-4.
Well, very good. May I ask, I literally do not know what you're running as in terms of a party label. I don't even like party labels, but is that something you want to offer on the air?
Yeah, I don't like them either, and I'm running unaffiliated or independent. I'm not running with any party.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, I'm speaking for the people. People are so frustrated with the political parties. Our founding fathers warned against political parties. It's just another way to collude interests, and unfortunately, they become very corrupt, and neither of them really stand for what they say they're standing for. I'm sick of it. I'm standing for the people, and I'm representing the people, and the people of our district in this country need people to stand up and speak out for them.
You know, running as an independent is very, very challenging compared to being affiliated with a party. I mean, Jesse Ventura found that out in Minnesota in his run years back for governor, which he won, but he can tell you how difficult that was because they just go after you. Both parties go after you. How are you making your campaign work, and what can listeners do to help support you?
Well, we run off of money, and the more that we can get, the better. Really, we've had great support from all around the country. I'm a Liberty candidate. When I go to Congress, I'm speaking not only for my district, but I'm speaking out for the American people with all the unconstitutional things going on in government. So the more monetary support, they can go to CASADA2012.com and donate. That's really what's helping us run our campaign. Beyond that, if people are interested in joining with us, we have a growing group of supporters, again, all over the country as well as in our district, that are willing to help us at the grassroots level make signs, talk to people, get other people to our fundraisers, get people to town halls. It's very Ron Paul-esque in nature what we're doing. So,
well, that's how revolutions really happen. I mean, look at what happened with SOPA on the Internet just the other day. All these websites blacking out, all the protests on Twitter and Facebook everywhere. That wasn't centrally organized. It was spontaneous from the people.
That's right. That's exactly right. And there's a consciousness taking place where more and more people are waking up to the tenets of liberty. And I don't care what political party affiliation you are, how much income you have. I don't care. We the people are waking up. Freedom is not an American thing. It's a human thing. And I think that we're going to enter a very interesting time in 2012, and I'm very excited to be a part of it and see so many more people engaging in the process of speaking out and actually being actionable.
You know, it's interesting that people like you are coming out of the woodwork in a good way. I mean, you're rising up, you're rising to the surface and seeking positions of influence, as you should, because it's in response to the tyranny that we're seeing in Washington. It's a backlash against the NDAA and the Enemy Expatriation Act and the destruction of the Bill of Rights. I mean, I don't want to call you a reactionary candidate, but you're certainly a revolutionary candidate.
Sure. Well, I've been personally impacted by government. I have a small business in Pueblo County and had a couple of experiences, which I wrote about, with my local government and how they treated me. And you know what? I feel like an enemy. When I drive on I-25, if I have expired license plates, all of a sudden I feel like an enemy.
Now, Tisha, hang on there. We're going to break right now, but will you stay with us so that we can continue on the other side of this break?
Sure.
All right, folks. Alex Jones here. Alex Jones Show here. Mike Adams filling in with Tisha Casita. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes. If not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hey guys, are weaker testosterone levels taking you out of the game? Are you gaining fat, feeling tired, losing desire in the bedroom? Get back in the game. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 61% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. Just take Ageless Male every day and boost your testosterone by 61%. When your levels are healthy, you can feel energy again, a great outlook again, and yes, a healthy sex drive. The results are life-changing. Beware of cheap knockoffs. Ageless Male is an exclusive formula and the only one proven in research to boost testosterone 61%. Try Ageless Male, risk-free. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Joined by Tisha Casita. She corrected me in the break about how I was pronouncing her name. Anyway, her website is Casita, or Casita is the Spanish pronunciation, Casita2012.com. And she is a big Ron Paul supporter, and I wanted to ask for her comments on what happened in the debates last night. They were denying Ron Paul so much airtime. I mean, they were how the mainstream media operates. They were shutting him down, giving all the time to everybody else. The audience got fed up with it, and the audience started booing the moderators. Let's go to that clip so you can listen in.
My point is if another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other nations what we don't want to have them do to us. So we endlessly bomb these countries, and then we wonder why they get upset with us.
Common sense
and,
question.
And yet, it continues on and on. I mean, this idea that we can't debate foreign policy, that all we have to do is start another war. I mean, it's warmongering. They're building up for another war against Iran, and people can't wait to get in another war. This country doesn't need another war. We need to quit the ones we're in. We need to save the money.
Yes.
And bring our troops home.
Governor Romney.
You see how they were trying to cut his airtime there?
Is if another country does to us what we do others, we're not going to like it very much. So I would say that maybe we ought to consider a golden rule in foreign policy. Don't do to other
that's
nations.
That's the same. You can go ahead and stop that. The golden rule suggestion by Ron Paul. It makes total sense. What do you think about that, Tisha?
Well, about when he got booed for mentioning the golden rule for foreign policy, that was a scary point for me. I think it's very frightening that people I put on, you know, one of my comments to that is, you know, people who want war have not experienced war.
Right.
You know, I've seen it. I was married to someone for a period of time who was a trooper, and right before 9/11, pre-Iraq, and then after Iraq, and it was horrible what I saw in these young men. And I think it's scary that we have people that want us to go and do more of this, not to mention the innocent lives that we're taking.
Well, the whole thing is insane, but you saw there that some of the audience, they've been indoctrinated by the mainstream media with this idea that we got to go bomb Iran, that we got to go nuke countries and kill people, and that's manly, and that's macho, and that's American, and that's patriotic. I think that's nonsense. I agree with Ron Paul. I mean, how can we expect to have peace if we keep dropping bombs on everybody else first?
Yep, that's exactly right. It's a couple of pills we're being fed, and we need to stop taking them. Because if you look around, again, it's this whole fear thing. Don't act in fear. Look around. Stop watching that box. Go outside and look around you. Are you at war? Are you at war when you go outside? No, you're not. No, we're not. We need to bring our troops back home and protect our borders and protect our people and stop killing innocent people, period.
No, but people have been brainwashed into thinking that there are imaginary terrorists hiding around every corner like they have imaginary friends when they were kids or leprechauns and fairies running around. I mean, you know, they think that there might be terrorists hiding in your underwear, and that's why the TSA can search down there at the airport. It's insane.
Well, it's that we're not looking at the taproot of the problem. And the taproot of the problem is that we're trying to be the world's policeman, and it's not going to work. It's not going to work. That's how empires fall. This has happened before. You can just look at history. What we need to do is we need to have sound currency. We need to fix our own economic problems here at home. And the only thing that can create – we talk about creating democracy. We don't want to create democracy. We want to have republics. If anything, if we helped other nations, it should be republics, not democracies, just like our own country is supposed to be a republic. But what we need to do is focus on our own republic first, period,
yeah.
Period.
Exactly. Well, good points there from you, Tisha, and I want to wish you the best with your campaign. And if you want to help Tisha Cassidy get elected, folks, check out our website, Cassidy2012 or Cassidy2012, might make it easier to spell. And she does – her success there will have implications nationwide. And, Tisha, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for the opportunity, Mike. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's great to have you on. I appreciate your comments. Now, you know, I can imagine if we do get into war with Iran, you know, and Ron Paul doesn't get elected president, I can just see now the bumper stickers in the year 2015 will say, I should have voted for Ron Paul, because now we're in another war. Now we got more family members dead. Now our economy's tanking even more because gas prices are through the roof because of the oil embargo and the Strait of Hormuz and all of that. In fact, we're going to have Bob Chapman on in the third hour. I'm going to ask him about these same questions to see what his take is on them. We got a lot more ahead right here on the Alex Jones Show, including an interview with Ed Group, detoxing aluminum out of your body. That and much more straight ahead. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
We're back on this beautiful Friday here on the Alex Jones Show. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in. And joining us in studio for this segment is none other than Dr. Edward Group III. He's the founder and creator of Global Healing Center. He's going to be talking to us about aluminum detox and many other interesting topics. He's a super smart guy, a genius of alternative medicine and healing. I'm very happy to have him here today. I just had to beg him to get in here, and we'll go to him in just a second. But first, a couple of things. In about half an hour or so, no, 40 minutes, Alex is going to chime in with his own video that he's been recording this morning. He's got, it's called The Internet Wars Have Begun, and this is going to be about SOPA. It's about Anonymous. It's about the Department of Justice, and you won't want to miss that, so stay tuned for that. Also, want to mention, we got to, as you know, fund the operation here. You know I'm a big fan of Enerfood, so I'm going to give them a little plug here. Enerfood right now, they got a great special going on. This is a superfood that I really enjoy. It's super high-end. It's one of the few superfoods I've ever actually given an editor's award to, and I gave that award out several years ago before they were even a sponsor here on the InfoWars Network. Right now, you can call today at 866-762-9238, and you can get up to 25% off depending on how much you buy. That number again is 866-762-9238. That special ends today. So if you want to take advantage of that Interfood special here on the InfoWars Network, call that number. Tell them Health Ranger sent you. I like this product. It's great. Now, continuing on the health subject, we are joined right now by Dr. Ed Group from Global Healing Center. Ed, thanks for joining me today.
It's great to be on. I'm a big fan of the show.
You are, yeah. You listen to Alex Jones quite a lot.
I've been listening to Alex Jones for years and been involved in, you know, the eugenics of what's going on with the population. And, you know, when you asked me to speak about aluminum, it's crazy the amount of aluminum people are exposed to right now, especially since they're spraying about 20 million tons of it in the air. And they're spraying a nanoparticles of aluminum, and that's actually converting or taking away the natural ozone that cleanses the air. And the reason why those chemtrails start looking white is because it converts to aluminum oxide, and now it's coming down and falling all over the snow, everything.
There's a geoengineering agenda here that InfoWars has exposed, and Aaron Dykes did some great work on that. But with you here, let's talk about the health implications. First, what are the main sources of aluminum toxicity? And then let's get into the detox strategies that really work.
Well, the main source of aluminum toxicity is coming from the air now, too. You can also inhale it from the shower. When you take a shower through the water, you can inhale it just out by the sea because it's mixing with the salt water. If you notice, they're spraying over the oceans right now because the aluminum mixes with the salts and gets into everything else. But deodorant, lipstick, hemorrhoid products, baking powder. Anytime you go to a restaurant, you eat any type of bread, anything that has to be baked, most likely it has aluminum in it. Aluminum cans that people drink out of, even any type of food wrapping that's wrapped in aluminum. And I was talking about even going to purchase organic foods, and the organic foods and drinks still have aluminum linings in them. So
what we have here, for those on the radio, we have a bar, a food bar with an aluminum lining.
Yes.
And this is an organic bar of some kind?
That is a certified organic bar.
So we can still have aluminum even if it's organic.
So we still have aluminum. Yes, we do. And all the cans that are aluminum that are still coated with BPA.
Oh, yeah.
They still
have a double dose.
So it's a double dose. Yes.
What else you have there? What other containers?
This was a coconut water, an organic coconut water that has a aluminum lining in it as well. So
let me show that on camera.
You're not getting any aluminum in your system, that you're doing good and you're eating organic and you're buying all kinds of organic foods, you still have to understand that you're probably most likely going to be exposed to aluminum.
We got to clean this up afterwards, or Alex is going to think a pack of ravenous wolves came through his office and just started shredding food and leaving wrappers everywhere. Wrappers on the desk. But no, you're exactly right, Ed. Wrappers can have it. You mentioned deodorants. That's another one that a lot of people don't know. But if you look at conventional deodorants, there's an aluminum ingredient right there on the label.
Yes. Aluminum breast cancer has actually gone up because women put aluminum deodorants in the spray aerosol aluminum deodorant.
Right.
You can actually breathe it in, too, but the aluminum goes straight in, and aluminum is a neurotoxin. One strange thing is aluminum, when it mixes with mercury, if you were to take a drop of mercury and put some aluminum shavings on it, it has a violent reaction.
Really? Can we try that?
I would love to try that.
You do it right here.
Video on it that you can actually watch and watch the reaction. But when you have mercury in your mouth and then you're putting aluminum in, or you have mercury in your body and it's going up to your brain and it's mixing with aluminum, cadmium, lead, all the other heavy metals, you know, who knows what type of reactions are taking place and how damaging that is to the body.
Well, but I mentioned that here on a previous show, that much of America today is poisoned with heavy metals and the lighter metals like aluminum. But there's so much brain poisoning that exists today. No wonder people can't realize that Ron Paul makes sense. You know, enough people. I mean, everybody should realize that we don't want another war. Everybody should realize that we want to control our own money supply and not have the Fed printing trillions of dollars and giving them out to the banksters. I mean, why, you know, do you agree that part of the metals poisoning explains the insanity?
It's already been proven. I mean, look at the kids that are being diagnosed with autism or attention deficit disorder or hyperactivity disorder. I mean, when you link all the metals together, they're neurological degraders, and it can mess with your thought patterns. It can cause depression. It can cause everything else to happen. I mean, there was a recent interview with teachers all across the United States, and they said that two-thirds to three-quarters of all the students have a chronic respiratory infection and cough right now.
Really?
Yes. The amount of aluminum has gone up from 2006 when they did analysis on the snow water at Mount Shasta. They found about 1,000 micrograms per liter of aluminum. In late 2009, they did a study again. They found 61,000 micrograms per liter of aluminum in the snow water, and the safe level is 0.5 micrograms per liter.
Oh, that's insane.
And the government is supposed to be called for emergency action if any aluminum is found at 1,000 micrograms or more. So that's 60 times the emergency level, and they still haven't been called in.
What is the agenda behind the aluminum poisoning? I mean, do you think that there's something going on here? There's a reason they're spraying it into the atmosphere. There's a reason they're putting it into the food supply. It's in more soils now than ever before, you know, like added on, in fact, through, you know, toxic fertilizers.
Well, it's amazing that the FDA has a GRAS rating for aluminum, generally recognized as safe, and there's over 2,000 adverse effects listed at the Natural Museum or the Library of Medicine, 2,000 adverse effects. I think it has to do with eugenics and continually degrading the immune system, because aluminum takes away the absorption of zinc and selenium. Zinc and selenium are both used to boost the immune system. That's why you're seeing such a deficiency in zinc from people. But also, Monsanto, their seeds, some of their seeds are resistant to metals. And
right.
Exactly. So if you can kill off and pH levels for that matter. So what's happening is the pH of soil is increasingly getting higher.
More alkaline.
And you're seeing a destruction of crops. So what's going to happen with all this spraying eventually is you're going to see a decreased crop production, thereby leading to farmers having to buy seeds that are
from Monsanto,
you know,
and DuPont,
resistant to mercury, aluminum, and pH level.
All right. Folks, you're listening to an interview here on the Alex Jones Show with Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing Center. The website is globalhealingcenter.com, just like it sounds. And he's a great formulator of detox solutions, many things there. I want to ask your opinion, Ed, on this new story today from naturalsociety.com by Anthony Gucciardi. Scientists say we should delay breastfeeding to improve vaccine potency. Get this, that mothers should not breastfeed anymore because the breastfeeding is interfering with the vaccines. And this is published in the Journal of Pediatric Infections and Diseases. I'm not making this up. I'm not trying to hoax you right here on the air. What do you think about that?
Well, I've been a long-term believer that vaccines don't do anything but destroy the body. I mean, anytime you give a child a vaccination before their immune system is fully developed, before they're 11 or 12 years old, all it's going to do is completely wreak havoc. And then you add in all of the spermicides and the thimerosal and all the other vaccination contaminants, all you're doing is completely shutting that person down. So, I mean, that right there is just...
That's insane.
It's insane. I mean, you know, the way that they're pushing the flu shots, the way that they're talking about universal flu shots, I mean, all of it interacts together, and it's just designed to completely lower or knock out your immune system, and all it does is create more negative health conditions. And the poor children, I mean, you know, these are the main recipients that are suffering, and they don't know. I mean, if you ask a child, if you were able to communicate with a child and say, hey, can I put this shot in you, what do you think they would do? They would scream. That's why you see children screaming, because they know intuitively that it's bad for them. And then
right.
Parents,
it hurts.
Put the vaccines in them anyway.
Okay, a couple more things, excuse me, that I want your input on. Excuse me, sorry about that. A doctor calls police and child services on a mother who refuses to vaccinate her son. This was published on Infowars.com. Rachel Garman, who said, I don't want to vaccinate my child, got the state troopers called on her. This is happening over and over again. They want to have mandatory vaccine trial participation where you can't say no. You're being automatically volunteered to be in the vaccine trial. Now they want women to stop breastfeeding because it's interfering with the vaccine. And then we have this other story over here of this poor child was given 9 vaccines and died within a matter of days. I mean, how criminal is this? I mean, these are crimes that we're looking at.
And the fact that the government came up with a bill that vaccine companies are not going to be held liable for any damage. So, I mean,
right,
what
of course.
Do about it?
Of course.
I mean, you know, the best thing we can do is just continue to educate people about the damaging effects of vaccinations and what they can do to avoid them. And hopefully one day, you know, people will join together and we'll be able to stop all these chemicals and stop all these vaccinations from being injected into people. And we won't have to worry about our children, you know, growing up with decreased immune systems or the risk of developing some sort of disease early on in life, cancer, or neurological disease. I mean, they're trying to dumb the children down,
sure,
by cutting down all these neurological pathways. And if you look at the way mercury reacts on neurons, it literally destroys the covering of the nerves, melts it away.
All right. Now, we promised the listeners that we would get into some solutions. And you're an expert on that. In fact, you are probably the expert on detox of heavy metals and BPA and things like that. What can you tell people that is practical that they can start doing now to either avoid absorbing aluminum or to get aluminum out that they may have already absorbed?
Well, yes, we've specialized in detoxing everything. I've been detoxing Gulf War syndrome stuff, Corexit, I mean, you name it. But the main thing is the best and fastest way is to avoid any aluminum. Get rid of your aluminum cookware, stop drinking out of aluminum cans, stop using aluminum deodorant, switch to natural makeup. You don't use aluminum-based baking powder. And then what's worked the best for us is a mixture of a purified zeolite, fulvic acid, or humic acid, which contains 15 times the amount of receptors than EDTA does.
Really?
And what most people don't know is detoxified iodine is extremely effective at detoxing not only aluminum but other aluminum is not necessarily a heavy metal, but
right,
other heavy metals like mercury, cadmium, fluoride, those toxins as well. Detoxified iodine will immediately excrete those from the system. If you have a far infrared sauna, that's another good thing. Modified citrus pectin, cilantro, chlorella, those are all different types of substances that we use in a super concentrated extract.
So most of those, I mean, that's all orally taken, so it's pretty easy for people.
It's very easy. And right now, with the amount of chemicals and metals that we're seeing in people and children, it's almost to the point where you have to take something at least once a week to keep the metals or the contaminants or chemicals out of your
body. What about bentonite clay? A lot of people talk about clay absorbing metals. Is that, but clay, some clay can have aluminum in it.
Exactly. Exactly. Some clay can have aluminum and other metals in it. It's not a bad way to detox. You can make an apple cider vinegar with Himalayan crystal salt bath and put some clays in there if you really need to suck it out through the skin, a hot bath, but then make sure that you use a shower filter or some sort of water filter because you're going to be putting the chemicals from the tap water into the shower,
right,
which are going to include some of the same chemicals you're trying to get rid of.
I want to also be really clear to those scientists who are listening. They will probably point out, you know, aluminum is one of the most common elements in the Earth's crust, along with zinc, for example. Aluminum is very common. You know, it's in the soils. But what we're talking about here is, you know, you can get aluminum in foods. There's a little bit of aluminum in a tomato, for example, or a sweet potato. But that's organically bound aluminum, which has been processed by plants. And you're not going to absorb that in the same way that you have an inorganic aluminum, sort of an industrialized, you know, raw aluminum from ore that's being sprayed in the atmosphere and you know, and put in deodorant and other things. I mean, there are different types of aluminums in a sense. I mean, different levels of reactions biochemically.
Yes. I mean, the raw aluminum can be processed in many different types, aluminum oxide, nanoparticles of aluminum, aluminum hydroxide, aluminum sulfate, many different things. I mean, toothpaste contains it. There's just so many items now that come in contact with it. But like you said, anything that's taken from the earth that's synthetically manufactured into some other form or compound that can be patented and that can be sold,
yeah,
or used for destructive methods, that's what's happening with aluminum.
Well, you also got to look at the history of mercury. You know, mercury was used as medicine for a very long period of time, and people would take mercury, and because of the inflammatory side effects, they would feel great for a little while. I mean, they would get erections from taking mercury, and they thought it was like the Vioxx of the 1800s. I mean, not the Vioxx. What's the Viagra? Sorry, yeah. I guess I got to get my drug vocabulary a little better filled in there. I don't use them, so I don't I don't say the names every day, but Viagra of the 1800s was mercury.
You know, mercury is another one of those damaging things that's everywhere. With all the coal-fired power plants, it's another thing that's just soaking into the air and completely being infested in all of our foods, all of our produce, and especially with the dental amalgams. I mean, there's been fights against that for a long period of time. And like I was saying earlier, whenever you mix all these metals together, nobody can tell you what the side effects of the damage is. It's like what we were talking about when you take one prescription medication. By the way, metals are in medications as well. You take one prescription medication, you take two prescription medications, no one can really tell you the side effects of what's going to happen when both of those combine.
Right.
Then you add 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 prescription medications, and then you just have a whole disarray of what's going on inside the body.
And we're about to go to break, but real quick, what about the vaccine manufacturers lied about, they said that we were taking thimerosal out of the vaccines, but they didn't. They're still in there. Real quick.
Well, they just reduced the amount that they would have to state on the labels, so it wouldn't be, they didn't have to disclose it. I think it was down to like 0.25 micrograms or something.
All right, but it's still in there, folks. Stay with us here on the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back after this break with more from Ed Group. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
And we are back. Yeah, I hope you're enjoying the show today. Our interview with Dr. Edward Group from Global Healing Center, an expert in metals detoxification and other detox. I want to ask you about BPA too, by the way, but real quick, we're going to take calls for Dr. Group at the top of the hour. So if you want to call in, the number for that is 1-800-259-9231. Again, 1-800-259-9231. We'll probably only have time for a couple of quick questions. That's at the top of the hour. Also, at 8 minutes past the next hour, Alex Jones has his special video report on SOPA, and it's called The Internet Wars Have Begun, a special report that he filmed just this morning. So don't miss that. It's coming right up. There's a lot happening on that front. Back to you, Ed. What about BPA? You know, hey, there's a lot of guys out there that are getting male breasts now because of BPA. There's a lot of women with infertility problems. I'm not trying to make light of it. It's a serious issue, and it's making us less human. I mean, it's transforming us into mutants.
Well, BPA was basically used for estrogen replacement in the 1930s, and interesting enough, my dad was one of the ones that worked on different types of plastics and was a co-developer of PVC and different types of polycarbonates. So, and he came out with a study saying it was cancer causing, and then mysteriously a couple weeks after that, he was, you know, dead of throat
really?
Cancer. Yep, that's what happened to my dad. He was a chemist, one of the chief chemists for Exxon. So he was the one that was involved in a lot of plastics. That's what I'm saying. It's funny you mentioned BPA because I've been trying to study his reports, and I saw, you know, all the effects he was starting to come out with later on in his life, saying the damaging effects of these things.
Uh-huh.
And when he submitted a study saying that it could cause cancer, then mysteriously he was dead 2 weeks
later. Wow. So your dad was really involved in pioneering some of the plastics technology, and now you are spearheading the removal of plastics and heavy metals from people's bodies.
Exactly.
It's
weird how things
work like
that.
It's like a superhero episode. Isn't there a Spider-Man metaphor in here somewhere? You're like,
yes, but bisphenol is incredibly toxic. I mean, you know, when you combine all the toxins that people put in their body, I've been saying this for years, it's a combination and accumulation of toxins that come in from the foods that we eat, from the beverages that we drink, from the vaccines, from the pharmaceuticals, from the stress levels that you're under, that your body creates its own toxins. I mean, it's very simple when you understand that the accumulation of too many toxins coming in the body and not enough coming out of the body is the main cause of disease and what we're fighting with today. So by cleansing the body, getting all that stuff out, changing your diet, you know, moving to eliminating those toxins on a regular basis, that's going back to increasing and activating your body's own self-healing mechanism, which we talk about. We have the power to heal ourselves within. We just need to activate it. And the reason why we can is because we're overloaded with too many toxins and chemicals coming in.
Well, speaking of overload with toxic chemicals, the FDA has just approved a new drug that helps to eliminate the toxicity of chemotherapy. So just to get this straight, the FDA says that prolonged exposure to chemotherapy treatments can cause kidney and liver damage, skin rashes, severe mouth sores, damage to the lining of the intestines, and death because of low blood counts. And now they've approved another drug to remove the toxicity of the first chemotherapy drug that's killing you. Can you believe this?
I can believe that, yes, because, I mean,
it's called Varoxane.
I've never heard of it, but I mean, we all know that chemotherapy is extremely damaging. I mean, they have the complete opposite way to treat disease. I mean, that's how far we've gone down in learning about the body. Instead of addressing the root cause of the problem, our main focus is address the symptoms of the problem. So
okay.
Now they're addressing
Sorry.
The symptoms of that.
All right, stay with us here, folks, on the Alex Jones Show. More on the other side of this break with Ed Group, plus your calls straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.